Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Shmiras HaLashon class learning. We are on a teleconference line this morning. We thank our very gracious sponsors, the Axelrod family, and I extend my thanks as well to Mr. Gerlitz for setting up this conference call line to help us be Marbitz Torah during this difficult time. We're going to begin with the Tefillah Al Hadibur. If you could refer to the WhatsApp, please. I sent you the pages of the Sefer we'll be studying, and I also sent you the Tefillah Al Hadibur. So if you go to your WhatsApp on the Shmiras HaLashon class teleconference line, you will see the material in front of you. I'm going to begin with the Tefillah Al Hadibur. Ribono shel Olam, Yei Ratzon Mefanecha, Al Rachum V'Chanan, Shetizekeni Hayom V'Chol Yom, Lishmar Pi U'Lashonim Yulashon Hara U'Rechilas, Ve'Ezaher M'Lidaber, Afilu Al Yish Yachid, V'Kol Shekein Al Kol Yisrael, O Achelek Mehem, V'Kol Shekein Mil Yisraim Al Midosav Shel Kolish Baruch Hu, Ve'Ezaher M'Lidaber, Divrei Sheker Chanufa Mechlokes Ka'as Gaiva, O Na'as Dvarim, Halbanas Panim, Leitzanus, V'Chol Dibur Aser, V'Zakeni Shelo Lidaber, Ki Im Davar Hatzarich, Inyane Gufi Vinafshi, Viu Kol Maasai, Vidiburai, Lashem Shamayim, Amen Vamen. We are learning as an Aliyah Neshama for Tzvi Gershon Benyol Vachana Alavasha, may his Neshama continuous Aliyah in the Schus of this Torah, and may he be Amelitz Yashar not only for his family, but for all of Knesset Yisrael during this very turbulent, confusing, and frightening time. And with Alyssa's permission, Schus Refuah for Bracha Vigaya Bas Rachel Gita, as well as all Cholim now, besoch sho'ar chole Yisrael, may this schos of this year bring Yeshuos and Besuros Tovos to Knesset Yisrael. We are on page 164 of the Sefer. Again, if you refer to your WhatsApp, I did send out that information for you. You have the pages in front of you. For those who are just joining, I still hear some background noise. You need to please mute your phones. I want to actually begin, though, before we actually go into the Sefer. I'm sure by now that everybody has seen it was widely sent around both the internet on WhatsApp groups, but I think particularly for this class, it is so important because it is the Psak of Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, or I don't know if I could call it Halachic Psak, or an Eitza. And begins with B'siyata D'shmaya Adar Taf Shin Pei. I'm sure you saw it all, but I'm going to read it anyway. And Rav Chaim Shlita writes, B'davar hachashash B'davar hachashash histavkus mimachalas hakorona. In the matter of the suspicion of this disease that comes, the corona, I'll call echad lehischazek. Every person must be mechazek himself, must strengthen himself. Lehizaher mi lashon hora urechilas. Every person must be strong and to be on guard from lashon hora and rechilas. Kede amar ba'arachin, like the Gemara says in Maseches Arachin Tesvav, and I don't know if we're going to get to it today, but I'm prepared to look inside the Gemara Tesvav. It might be today, it might be next class. Rav Chaim Kanievsky continues, Hu hivdil ben ish li ishtal amra Torah badad yishev. So Rav Chaim says, why must we be on guard, particularly during this time from Lashon Hara and Rechilas? He quotes the Gemara Maseches Arachin, which Rashi quotes on Chomesh, which I'm going to quote in a moment, because Lashon Hara separates between one man and his wife. Therefore, the Torah says he must be separated. He must be put in isolation. Furthermore, says Rav Chaim, Uleis chazek b'midas ha'anava, and to be very strong in the midah of humility, ulaha avir al midosav, and to be ma'avir arlis midos, to be foregoing, to let it go. And I think that's very interesting, Alyssa, that we've spoken about these three concepts extensively in our shir. Obviously, Lashon Hara and Rechilas, we have spoken about the midah of anivus, and we have spoken about the power of being ma'avir al midosav. And then he says, like the Rosh comments in Maseches Horeos, v'chohem is chazek, and anyone who strengthens themselves in these areas, not to speak Lashon Hara, not to speak rechilus, to be an anav and to be mavir al midosav, says Rav Chaim, tagein haschus alav va'al b'nei beso. The schus will be a mer for him and for the members of his household. Shelo yechala achad mehem, that not one of them should become sick. And it is said, Chaim Kanievsky ha'gaon hasar hadar, Rav Chaim Kanievsky shlita. So Rav Chaim is referring here to Maseches Arachin, which Rashi quotes in the Chumash. It's in Parshas Vayikra. I'm sorry, it's in Sefer Vayikra, Parshas Tazria. And we are told, Ish tsaruahu tambehu. He is a man who has mitzora. He's a mitzora. He has tsaras. He is impure. Tame yitam enu a kohen. The kohen shall declare he is impure. Berosho nigo. His affliction is on his head. Vahat tsaruah asher bo hanega. And the afflicted person who has the affliction. Begadav yu frumim. His clothing shall be torn. Berosho yeh parua. I'm quoting from Parshas Tazria. This is Perek Yud Gimel of Vayikra. And his head shall be unshorn. Va'al safam yeh ateh. He shall cloak himself in a mashdash with tamei tamei yikra. He has to call out about himself. I am impure. I am impure. Rashi says, mashmiya shu tamei v'yifushu mimeni. He lets others know that he is impure. They have to keep away from him. And my brother actually told me, even before I saw this letter by Rav Chaim Kanievsky, my brother told me that his Rav Edelstein, a congregation Yagdil Torah, already spoke about this last week, not this Shabbos, but the Shabbos before, in his drasha, that how... Sobering is it to consider that today what is happening is that, like the Mitzora, people are being put into solitary isolation, and it is no coincidence, of course, there's a Mikra Ba'olam, that the consequence for you speaks Lashon Hara was separation. Rechman al-Etzlan, today what's happening is Knesset Yisrael, which is so community-based, that is being taken away from us, people, God forbid, lo aleinu, Shem should send a refuah shleimer, are being put into isolation. Continues the Chumash, Kol Yimei Asher Negobo Yitama, all days that the affliction is upon him. He is impure. Tamehu, he is impure. Badad yeshev, he shall sit in isolation. This is what Rav Chaim Shlita quotes in his psak here. Michutz the machane moshevo, he has to sit outside the camp. And Rashi says, Badad yeshev, why shall he stay in isolation? Shelo yu sha'ar tmei miyoshvim imo. He can't even sit with other people who are tame, for such as a zav or a zava. Someone might be pure from a different reason. The mitzvah is to sit entirely alone. No one with him. Amru rabbeinu. The rabbi Sam quoting Rashi to Parshas Tazria, who's quoting the Gemara. Amru Rabbeinu, Manishtana Mishar Tmeim Leishe Badad. What is the difference between one who has tsaras and all other people who are impure to stay in isolation? Ho ilvuhu hivta balashin har bein ish li ishto, uvein ish the re'ehu afhu yibadel. Since he caused a separation with his slanderous speech between a man and wife, and between a man and his friend, avhu yibadel, mida kenegel mida, he will be separated from society because he caused separation in society. Which camp does he have to go out of? Michutz la machana moshevo. Rashi says, chutz l'shalosh machanos. He has to go outside of machana shechina. He has to go outside of machana levia. He even has to go outside of machana Yisrael to sit entirely on his own. And this is what Rav Chaim Shlita quotes as the reference here, the source of why you must be mischazek. I'll call achad lehitchazek lehizaher milashen hara urechidus kid amar ba'arachin tasva, like the Gemara says in Arachin, which I just quoted through Rashi, who hivdil ben ish leishto amra Torah badad gishiv. Since lashen hara causes divide between people, so too he must sit in isolation. So particularly during this time when we are facing unprecedented consequences, not only upon the whole world, but specifically Rachman that's line upon Knesset Yisrael, there is seems to be some sort of harsh gezeira against our klal, to think that the Batei Knisios and the Batei Midrashos and the Yeshivo Shel Beis Rabbanan, our Tinoko Shel Beis Rabbanan, had been taken away from us, is of a... we shudder, we cry. No tefillah b'tzibur? No yeshivas learning. Many, many batei knisyos in our community, if not all, are closed. Ours was already closed over Shabbos. We received a letter last night from our rabbanim that everybody should be adding Avinu Malkeinu after Shachris and Mincha, which I said for the first time this morning. We are clearly in an Eis Tzara and an Eis Gezeira. Rav Chaim says that we all have to be careful. What we, Baruch Hashem, in this class have been working on for a number of years, this would be mechazik in this area. I also want to quote some divrei chizuk and also a little bit of divrei musar from Rav Reisman Shlita, Rosh Shiva of Torah Vadas. Rav Reisman sent this out. I received it before Shabbos. So I'm quoting Rav Reisman. I want to tell you a thought that has to do with current events. Not the politics, Shabbo, but a thought. I was told on Tainis Esther the Israeli government is not letting any non-Israeli into the country without a two-week quarantine, which in effect cuts people off from entering Israel. To go for a 2 to 3 week vacation, and 2 weeks you're going to be in quarantine, doesn't make sense. So the Israeli government is effectively saying, Israelis come back and the Umos HaOlam stay out. And I couldn't help but think to myself, says Rav Reisman, how Chazal would be happy with such a takana. Not, of course, Chalila, with the circumstances that are happening, but wonderful. Umos Olam, nations of the world, stay away, leave us alone. There will be a wall between Klal Yisrael and Umos Olam. And then I thought to myself, right, so Rav Reisman, yes, a wonderful wall, but I am on the wrong side of the wall. I am with the Umos Olam. I am in America, and I am not in Eretz Yisrael. Suddenly a wall went up, and I am on the wrong side of the wall. Rachmana Litzlan. What is going to happen, he continues, when Mashiach comes? What is going to happen when a wall is put up to keep the Umos HaOlam out? Where are we going to be, Rachmana Litzlan? Nahavas Eretz Yisrael has to be strong. I remember in 1967, I was a nine-year-old at the time of the 67 war. He was 9 years old. I remember distinctly that my parents, my father, Olav Hashem, and my good friend, Olav Hashem, from across the street, a good chavrus and a friend for all the years, his father, Olav Hashem, and his father's friend, they are talking, and I remember them saying, someone asked the Sama Rebbe if he should bring his son home from Eretz Yisrael before the 67 war. There was a danger, and he said, no, he should be in Eretz Yisrael. And Rav Reisman says, if you have the choice to be here, be there, shouldn't we be there? And then he says, how am I to say Musar? As I'm not there all the time, we should be there. We should have a teshuka to be there. We should have a longing, at least, to be there. And today, when we see the matzav in Eretz Yisrael, so aside for the matters of Rav Chaim Shlita, tells us to be very careful with Lashon Hara, Rechilos, Anivos, Amavir, Almidosa. Rav Reisman Shlita is adding a different akuda. During this time, we have to desire, we have to recognize we're on the wrong side of the wall. A wall was put up. I personally was supposed to be there. Rabbos Machshav was Blevish, Vatzas Hashem Hisakum. My family and I were counting down how many Motzei Shabbosos till we got on the plane to Eretz Yisrael for a 2-week trip for Pesach. We're supposed to be in Eretz HaKodesh. Lashana Babi Yerushalayim is going to be this year. And now a wall went up. And like Rav Reisman, I can say I'm on the wrong side. Rav Reisman says, do we have a teshuka at least? You want to be in Eretz Yisrael? We think about Eretz Yisrael, the economic situation of our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael, the lack of tourism, the cafes that are closing. At any rate, says Rav Reisman, is it a time of pandemic? These things have happened before. Unfortunately, I'm so happy, Baruch Hashem, everyone is joining our shiur. It's a tremendous chus of technology that allows us to learn together, but I'm really begging you to please mute your phones. I've asked a number of times. We do hear some background noise. It's very easy to push the mute button. Kindly mute your phones for the benefit of everybody. Continuing with Rav Reisman. At any rate, it is a time of pandemic. These things have happened before. Unfortunately, people with small brains are caught up talking about things they have no control over, telling their friends about how many bottles of water you could buy at this place or that place. Of course, sink water, which has chlorine, is much healthier. The virus can't live in chlorine. Anyway, they're busy talking about all these narishkeiten instead of talking about the things that matter. Instead of talking about Avodas Hashem, about the Ribono Shalom, seeing how human beings with all the sophistication that we have, human beings with all of the knowledge that we have, the Ribono Shel Olam introduces a virus you can't see except under a microscope, and suddenly all of humanity grinds to a halt. Ma anu, ma chayenu, ma tikasenu, ma kochenu. The Ribono Shel Olam has brought the world to a halt. Who created this virus? Who created it? The whole world comes to stop. How weak human beings are. How we think we control. We don't control. There is so much, he writes, to learn. And we waste our time talking about narishkeit and bottled water. The newest news piece, narishkeit, during times that we should be davening and we should be learning. Rav Reisman continues and it says that during the Megefa, Aaron HaKohen said the Refu is the Ketores. Vayamar HaMegefa, he should say, whether this is a Megefa or not, I don't know. But the Parshas HaKetores is something to work on. So we have some idea here from our leaders, our Rashi Yeshivas, the God of Hador, of what we need to be mechazikin, what we need to be marbitzin, and what we need to diminish. Checking with the bottled water and the latest news piece, I understand Rav Reisman said that last night on the Asifa as well, is not what the Ribono Shel Olam wants from us. He wants teshuvah. Let us go inside to the Sefer, please, on page 164, if you refer to your WhatsApp, you will see the pages that I sent out. We are on page 164. What we did last time is we had a shiur on Purim. We spoke about Maseches Megillah, La Yehudim Ha'Yisro'or V'Simcha V'Sason V'Kor. So what I will do is just begin the paragraph from the beginning, but not repeat the insights that we had last time. Hine yadua lakol, behold, it is known to all. Masha amru chazal, wa chazal say al pasuk, tal oros tolecho, kol mi sheyesh bido or Torah, ol Torah mechayehu, tches mesim. Don't you want to get a chair? Okay, fine. Your do is do of light, meaning whoever possesses the light of Torah, the light of Torah gives him life. When? In Tchias HaMesiv, a call, Misha Ein Biyada Or Torah, but anyone who does not have Or Torah, I'm on line 4 of page 164, Ein Or Torah Mechayev, a person does not have the light of Torah, then by the time of Tchias HaMesiv, how will he be Zocha to come back by the resurrection of the dead? B'Yavos HaMashiach, L'mikol Makom, in any event, Maskinan Sham, the Gemara concludes, Dafilu Amei Haaretz, even the Amei Haaretz, She'ein Bam Or Torah, that do not have light of Torah, God even if they don't themselves have the Or Torah, if they at least upheld Torah, they will have an opportunity to come back on time of Tchias HaMesiv. This is new. So that's the last thing we said last time. Now we begin new. Ubeir hadvarim, and the clarification of the matter is, after Yadua, Shakal Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelek Olam Haba, it is known that every single member of Israel has a portion in Olam Haba. Hainu, Shahanefesh Yesh Lazchus Lihitz Adain Began Eden. The Nefesh, the soul, says the Chafetz Chaim, has the merit to enjoy, to delight in Gan Eden. Gan Eden is the garden of delight. So Lihitz Adain Began Eden, the Nefesh of every Jew, will delight in the joy of Gan Eden. But Avur Shehu Yish Yisrael, by the very fact that you are an Israelite, that you are an Ish or an Isha of Yisrael, and you lived a life as a Jew, and you lived in this world as a Jew, you have a merit to go to Gan Eden, says the Chafetz Chaim, Aval, Haguf, Shanasa Kra Afar, but what about your body, which became dust? In other words, at the time of the batira of a person. So the body, what's going to happen to the body? The neshama has this chus of going to the Olam HaEmes, says the Chavetz Chaim, by the very fact that he was a Yisraeli. But what about the guf? It is kvar afar. It has turned into dust. La'akimu l'tchia. How will it have the merit to come back to Tchias HaMesim? Ein mo ala shum eitza bilti ar ha-tar shalamad ba'atzmo. Nothing will help him. He will not have any zchusen to restore his life back to physical body other than the light of the Torah that he learned for himself. O shehich zik Torah afilachim, or if he strengthened, he was mechazik Torah to others. V'kol shekein k'shenasam banav lebeis ha-sefer lomot Torah. And all the more so if he took his children to beis sefer to learn Torah. It's a pachad. It's mamash a pachad that there is some gezeira against us that the Ribbono Shel Olam has taken away from us the opportunity to take our children to be safer, to learn Torah. Baruch Hashem, so many places are doing call-in shiurim and online shiurim and teleconference shiurim, and it's amazing what technology can help us to be marabits. But on the other hand, we all shudder in fear at the knowledge that our yeshivos and our batei knesios are closed. And what is the schus that will bring us back at the time of Tchias HaMesiv? It is Torah, and or it is upholding Torah, and certainly if he took his sons to learn Torah to be safer. This reminded me very strongly of the schus for women, because the Gemara says, and the Chafetz Chaim is going to quote it in the next paragraph actually, but we're not going to be up to there in a moment, that the women's schus comes not from being koveya itim, like the Gemara says in Shabbos Lamed Aleph Aleph. One of the questions will be asked in the Olam HaEmes, men will be asked, is were you koveya itim the Torah? So how does a woman get schus? So the woman gets schar by sending her sons and her husband to learn Torah. The Medrash Shmos Rabba says 28:2. Medrash Shmos Rabba says on the pasuk, but it says in Shmos Perik Yates pasuk Gimel Kosomer lebeis Yaakov v'tageid lebnei Yisrael. The pasuk says Umosha Allah El Elokim. Moshe ascended to the mountain and God called him and he said, so you should say to the Beis Yaakov and tell the Bnei Yisrael. So Rashi famously says, these are the women. You should tell them with a soft language. These are the men. So it's very, very famous Rashi that is quoted that the woman got the Torah first. So the Medrash Shmos Rabbah 28:2 says on that pasuk, why do you tell the woman first, says the Medrash? You know why you tell them first? Because they lead their children, they teach their children, they bring their children to a life of Torah. So we have the idea here that yes, women have a necessity to learn in order to know what to do, but we also have schar when we take our children and encourage our husbands to learn Torah. That's why the Medrash says the woman got the Torah first. And the Maharsha, the Masechet Sota Chof Aleph Amid Aleph is a beautiful, beautiful chiddush. The Maharsha says it's geshmak if you listen to this. Kosomer lebeis Yaakov v'tageid lebnei Yisrael. So listen carefully. The Maharsha says this can be understood in a different way. Kosomer lebeis Yaakov, you should tell the woman about Torah first, v'tageid lebnei Yisrael, so that she, the woman, could tell the bnei Yisrael. I'm going to repeat it again. This is Maharsha to Masechah Sota Chof Aleph Amid Aleph. Kosomer lebeis Yaakov, you should tell the woman first, v'tageid the bnei Yisrael, so she, the mothers in Israel, the wives in Israel, the women in Israel, tageid of bnei Yisrael, they will tell others. And this is where we have tremendous schos from, not only for our own dedication, taking time this morning to be mechazik each other during this turbulent time from our own homes. We are Baruch Hashem connected, not only to be mechazik ourselves, but to remember that we mechazik our families. I'm going to quote now from the biography of Rebbetzin Kanievsky, Allah HaHashem. We began here by quoting from Rav Chaim Shlita, and he's holding up the world with his chusim. And I'm going to quote now from the biography of Rebbetzin Kanievsky. Okay? Is it please possible for people on the line to mute their phones? I really apologize that I keep asking, but there is a significant amount of background noise and it is difficult for the sheer participants. I understand that everyone is home and I know that we're doing the best we can. Mute is just the push of a button to please mute your phone. Older single girls used to come to the Rebbetzin Kanievsky, begging her to tell them that what they could do to hasten finding their Basher. She would tell them to daven at least Shachris every day and say Perak Kuf Chaf Aleph Shir Lamalos Esa Einai El Haharim of Tehillim at the end of Shmoneh Esrei. If they complained it was too difficult for them to daven Shachris daily, as they had to be at their jobs every morning, the Rebbetzin would counter, but any time someone did something difficult, it was a korban, a sacrifice. She would underscore the importance of not missing one day of Shachris by telling the story that Rav Meir Shapiro used to relate when stressing the importance of Daf Yomi. So Rebbetzin Kanievsky was trying to impress here to these girls who were looking for still their Basher that it's very important to daven every day. And sometimes they would say, we can't daven every day. And she would tell the following story of Rav Meir Shapiro of Lublin Zatzal. When Rav Meir was a young child, his mother hired a melamed to study with him. When she ran out of money to pay the melamed, she pawned her jewelry. One day there was a big snowstorm. The melamed did not come. Rav Meir Shapiro of Lublin's mother cried for a very long time that morning. Young Meir tried to reassure his mother. He was a little boy, and he said to his mother, I'm sure the melamed will come tomorrow. It's okay. We'll make up what we missed today tomorrow. And his mother said to Meir, it is important that kvius be maintained. We must be koveil itum Torah, not only to learn Torah, but to have a kvius to Torah. It is a great loss, his mother said, to miss even one session, one day, one chavrusa, one moment of kvius of Torah. And that, she said, is why I'm sad, and that is why I'm crying. But Meir Shapiro later gave his mother part of the credit for his idea of introducing the concept of Daf Yomi. This is a story Rebbetzin Kanievsky, Allah Hashem, would tell people who came to them trying to find their Basher. She would say, you have to daven every day. And they say, we can't daven every day. And she would tell this story. There has to be a kvius, a consistency, and a regularity to our lives, to our days, to our avodas Hashem. It's especially important to remember today when we feel like our schedules have been torn asunder and taken away from us, and the children are home. Many adults are working from home, and we feel that sense of schedule consistency is lacking. We have to remember that in terms of our dedication to Torah, Baruch Hashem, for those of us who have made the time this morning to maintain this consistency, and our dedication to tefillah and the proper zman cannot stop. And the Chafetz Chaim says here, Kol shekein kishenasam banav levesa sefer lo motor. We must be encouraging ourselves and the members of our households during this time to remember the kvius to Torah. My daughter told me that they had a speaker in TMM the other week, a few weeks ago, a woman who lives in Meir Sha'arim. She has 14 children, 2 rooms. Many of her grandchildren are married. she was talking from a different world. It's mamish things that we cannot in our society relate to. She said, you know, the day of her children's weddings. I'm not sure if I told this over in this class, but it's kedai to hear it again. The day of her children's wedding, she put on her tichel and the same dress she wears to every weddings, and she goes to daven at the matzevos of tzaddikim. She says, where else would I rather be than davening at the kfarm of tzaddikim on the day of my children's wedding? It's a lifestyle that mamish something from what my daughter told me that we have no concept of and can't relate to. The things we think we need and the things that they live with, it's like the distance between us and the moon. But one of the things she told the girls is, women say, do we have to daven? So she said, you know, if you were walking in a field and there were diamonds, lots and lots of diamonds, not fake, not lab certified or created, not cubic zirconia, mamish diamonds, and there was a sign, and it said, anyone can take whatever they want. So she said, would you call your rabbi and say, you know, there's diamonds for free in this field. Should I take home some diamonds? So you wouldn't call the rabbi. What would you do? You would take as many diamonds home as you could possibly carry. So during this time, what do we have to do? If we want to be ensured that we will have this chusim for ourselves, not only that our neshama admei v'asrim shana will delight in the delights of Gan Eden, but also that we will have a resurrection at the time of Tchias HaMisim. So we either must be machzik Torah for ourselves, and also, especially this is relevant for women, o shehichzik Torah afilu l'acherim, that we were machzik Torah for others. V'kol shekein kishanasa banav l'beis ha-sefer lo mo Torah, says the Chavetz Chaim, like the Midrash says, kol somo l'beis ha-kov v'tageid l'bnei Yisrael, tell the woman first, so that they can tell, says the Maharsha, the Bnei Yisrael, kol somo l'beis ha-kov, tell the woman v'tageid, they will tell the Bnei Yisrael. Let us go on. I'll just tell you one chizuk. I know this is in a tefillah class, but I think we all need chizuk in all areas right now. So I'll tell you one beautiful. I saw somebody sent it to me. Rabbi Penner, the Dean of Reitz, sent out just a 2-minute video clip about the koach of tefillah. Again, I know it's not a tefillah class, but maybe this could be mechazik someone, and it really changed my Shema to Esrei this morning. I had a whole different experience. And he was quoting from a certain sefer, I don't remember which sefer, but he said that sometimes during the time like this, when we have to be machzik b'tfila in Torah, yet on the one hand, we want to connect to Ribbono Shel Olam, on the other hand, we have such a pachad and such a fear, it's mamish unprecedented, that all the batei knisios practically, and batei midrashos, in so many of our communities across America are shutting down. I saw in Toronto also, it's mamish unprecedented. Unprecedented. It's a gzeira. So Rabbi Penner said, at the same time that you want to feel close to Hashem, you're so confused and you're so afraid and you feel such a storm and such a pachad, you feel distant from Hashem. So what should you do? So he quoted a certain sefer that gives an interesting mashal. When you're on an airplane, you sit down on the plane and you buckle in and takeoff begins and it's a cloudy day and it's pouring rain and you know you've all been on the plane when there are sheets of rain going against the windows and you're nervous. You're nervous. And there's turbulence and you go take off and it's so scary and the plane's going very quickly and there's so much turbulence. And then you reach a certain altitude and you break, the plane breaks through the clouds. And I'm sure you can all see this in your mind because it's happened to all of us. And once you break through the cloud barrier, you're in a whole different realm. You know, you see the sun shining and you see the blue and the clouds look like a carpet beneath you and it's so peaceful. And you see that everything up here makes sense. It's not cloudy. There's no storm. There's no turbulence. It's not pouring rain. Wow. It's such an idea of shalom and menuchas hanefesh up here. So Rabbi Penner said, I know it sounds funny, but he said, try it. And I really did it this morning. He said, when you take your 3 steps back, I Hashem sefasai tiftach, so pretend you're on the plane taking off. It's very cloudy. And it's pouring rain. And nothing makes sense. And you're afraid of the turbulence. When you take your 3 steps forward, have this image in your mind that you've broken through the clouds, and now it's just you and Hashem. Up here there's clarity, up here there's a blue sky, up here the sun is shining, up here there's Torah, up here there's connection. It's a powerful imagery. It might help your mincha, if it's something you want to keep in mind. So we have seen that it is if we learn ourselves or if we're machzik Torah to others. Let us go back to page 164, please. Second paragraph. Ubazah misratzim ma'idam ha'gemara. And like this, we can answer the Gemara's question. Like the Gemara says, Nashim, you see, the Chafetz Chaim, it's unbelievable that here we are this morning, the Chafetz Chaim is directly talking to us. Nashim b'ma'izachyan, why do women have a schus? Ba'akiruye banehu. English, I mean, we have a translation from the Aramaic into Hebrew, in the parentheses, Nashim b'ma'izachos, what's my schus? Bahakras b'nehen, when I teach my children or send my children to yeshiva. So very important to be mechazek the whole tone in our home that it should be a Torah home. It's a schus for me. Al b'meshim ma'metinin leva'alehen, or because they wait for their husbands to return from Beis Medrash, ad asu mi bei kinishta. We have a schus when we wait excitedly for our husbands to come home from Beis Knesses. We send them off with joy and we wait for them with joy. I'm going to quote a story that's told over in the biography of Rav Moshe Tversky, Hashem Yikom Damo, Zecher Tzadik Kadosh Levracha, Rav Tversky, of course, one of the Aharnov Kadoshim. Okay, I'm quoting from a Malach in our midst, page 218. Shavuos carried a very special place in Rav Tversky's heart. He would speak about how on this day one can merit to have the Torah engraved on one's heart. To his Talmidim, he presented numerous approaches, whether regarding to stay up all night or not. He related how some people say one must remember there is life after Shavuos as well. One should not push oneself to learn on Shavuos in a way that will be detrimental to his learning afterward. Rav Tversky concluded his words by highlighting an approach that views Shavuos as a singular opportunity to acquire intimacy with Torah, an opportunity not available year-round. I am not necessarily saying you should do this, said Rav Tversky, but there are those that say, and there's a sound basis, that this is the day to put literally every last ounce of energy into learning Torah. Even more than that, because that this is what will engrave the words of Torah on your heart. Why am I bringing this to you? Besides the fact that the Chofetz Chaim is talking about being machzik through the light of Torah, we just read that a woman gets schar when she sends her children to Beis Knesses, or when she waits to Beis Medrash, and when she waits for her husband to come home. So when I read that, Imamish reminded me of this story. When Rav Tversky returned home with his sons and sons-in-law, following the all-night learning and Vasikin davening on Leil Shavuos, the welcome he received from his Rebbetzin was something to behold. Rebbetzin Tversky Shatichya would go onto the porch to watch for the men coming home. Listen carefully, it's unbelievable. When she spotted them coming, she would tell her daughters and her daughters-in-law to come to the stairs so they could give the men the warm, enthusiastic greeting they deserve after putting in such a solid night of learning on this special Yom Tov of Torah. One year, recalls Mrs. Rivka Walder, my mother was not able to be home for Shavuos. My grandfather, Rav Abba Berman Zatzal, was hospitalized, and my mother stayed with him over Yom Tov. Before Yom Tov began, Rav Tversky Zatzal said to his daughter, quote, listen to this, the hardest part about this Yom Tov is that Mommy won't be waiting by the stairs for us when we come home from our learning. I'm going to miss that so much. So here the Chofetz Chaim tells us, how do we reacquire zchusim? Shemamtinin leva'aleihem ad'as mibeis chinishta ad shabai mibeis knesses. Ulecha'ora. Hello, yeshlan kol mitzvos haTorah kamo nashim. But really, don't we have all the mitzvos of the Torah just like men? Milvad Talmud Torah become mitzvos ase shazman grama. Women do not have the mitzvah of Talmud Torah as a mitzvah per se, and we are exempt from only a number of mitzvos ase shazman grama. And I've heard Rav Shai Shechter say a number of times that people think women are potter from mitzvos ase shazman grama, and the women say they think it's so many mitzvos. Rav Shai said plenty times, I've heard him say, I think there are only six mitzvos ase shazman grama that women are potter from. So besides for those six mitzvos and the mitzvah of Limud Torah for the sake of Limud Torah, we are chayiv in all mitzvos of Torah. I will tell you that the Beis Halevi has a tremendous piece. The Beis Halevi, Rav Yashe Ber Soloveitchik, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, his commentary on Parsha, on the Pasuk called Asher Dibur Hashem Na'aseh V'Nishma, so which is Shemos 24/7, easy way to remember. You have to be Osek in Torah 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, so Kol Shadi B'Hashem Nasev Nishma. So the Beis HaLevi says, what's the difference between a woman's Limud Torah and a man's Limud Torah? a woman must learn Torah. You could all go look it up. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Pshat Beis Halevi. A woman has to learn Torah in order to know what to do. He does not say women shouldn't learn. He says they should learn so that they know what to do. A man, however, must learn Torah for two purposes. One, he learns in order to know what to do. But one, he learns for the sake of learning himself. So when we encourage our husbands and when we encourage our children to learn Torah, they mamish, we have schar through their limud Torah. A man does not only learn, says the Beis Halevi, to know what to do. A man learns to learn, and he learns in order to know what to do. A woman learns in order to know what to do. So we're really not potter from any mitzvahs in the Torah, besides for a handful, mamash a handful of asei shazman grama, and a mitzvah of limud Torah for the sake of limud Torah. A baal b'masha kasanu l'mala nicha, but what we have written above is a good answer, says the Chafetz Chaim. We have to keep in mind, we get schar, especially during this time, when we encourage our children and our husbands and men to maintain, consistency. Ms. to olam hava bevadai yel nafshan avur shmir samitzvos. And the truth is, women are will receive, their souls will receive in olam hava a reward for the observance of mitzvos. Usha elas hagemara haisa b'mazachin guf on the trias hamesim. So women should know that shmir shmir samitzvos through shmir av lashon hara, through watching that we do not talk rechilas, especially during this time, about other members of Klal Yisrael. How will our bodies, however, come back through trias hamesim? Because we do not have the schus, as the Chafetz Chaim, of limud Torah for the sake of limud Torah. Umisareitz, we can answer. I'm sorry, I forgot to say that. I went to the top of page 166. Shagam ze yesh lahen bizchus holachos b'nehem l'beis ha-sefer l'mod Torah. It's a pachod nora, but the schus of sending our husbands to the Beis Knesset and sending our children to the Beis Midrashos have been taken away from us. We need to do everything in our power to change this terrible gezeira so that the Batei Knesios can once again open in hell, that this pachad of pichuach nefesh is no longer upon us. Bizchus holachos b'neim l'beis ha-sefer l'mod Torah. I want to actually end, Alyssa, I hope you're smiling with your permission. Instead of going into a halacha day, I want to end on Maseches Yuma, Tas Amun Beis. Right? Very important. And we're actually going to be quoting from the Art School Gemara footnotes to Chafetz Chaim. So the Gemara says so famously, Maseches Yuma, Tas Amun Beis. Mikdash Rishon Mipnei Charav. Why was the first temple destroyed? Mipnei Shlosha Devarim Shahayubo Avodah Zarah V'Gilui Arayis U'Shfichas Damim. The Gemara says, why was the first temple destroyed? Because of the three sins that were prevalent during that time. What were they? Idolatry, immorality, and bloodshed. And then the Gemara gives a proof from different psukim how you know each of those sins was prevalent during that time. However, the Gemara then says, Yuma Amad Beis, Aval Mikdash Sheni, Shahayu Oskim B'Torah V'Mitzvos U'Gmilas Chasad B'Pnei Ma'acharav. But the second temple, the people were mamash Osek in Torah, and the Gmilas Chasadim, why was it destroyed? And we should take a Musar Haskel for ourselves, because certainly our communities, Baruch Hashem, are Osek in Torah, and our communities are Osek in Mitzvos, and our communities are Osek in Gmilas Chasadim. So how could such a time be destroyed? How could the Beis Mikdash be destroyed? Mipnei Shahay Sabo Sineschirim. Because there was in a baseless hatred, to teach you that sinas chinam is equal to the three cardinal sins, avodah zarah, gilui arayus, u'shfichas damim. The three yarog v'al yavors are equal to the sin, or I should say, sinas chinam, baseless hatred, one Jew to another, is equal to the three cardinal sins. I am now quoting from Yuma 9b Art Scroll, footnote 18, which is going to quote from the Chafetz Chaim directly. The use of the English word hatred to translate sinna may be too strong. The Gemara in Sanhedrin defines a sone as one who has not spoken with his fellows for 3 days out of enmity. The Chafetz Chaim notes, okay, Art Scroll footnote 18 to Yuma 9b, quoting the Chafetz Chaim in his Sefer Ahavas Yisrael. It is very common for two people to have a spat, and they bear grudges against each other and avoid meeting. Though they display no visible signs of hatred, the Gemara classifies those people as sonim. They avoid each other. They bear hatred in their heart. So outwardly, you can't tell that there's hatred. Accordingly, says the Chafetz Chaim, sinas chinam would exist between two acquaintances where an amicable relationship is lacking. The Gemara describes the hatred as gratuitous. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it properly. Probably not. Gratuitous, i.e. groundless and unwarranted. What does that actually mean? If there was no reason for animosity, why did they hate? Rav Yohanan Eibershitz Zatzal discusses this question. He explains, the breakdown of Jewish society began with a rift between Torah scholars and the ignorant masses. No bitterness can compare to that of an ignoramus who instinctively feels Torah is the most precious heritage of all Jews, yet he fails to muster the initiative to take possession of it for himself. So a person feels bitter when he understands that Torah is so precious, but he doesn't hold on to it for himself. Dark feelings, writes Rav Yonasan Eibeshitz, of intense frustration and resentment smolder in his soul, and he begins to become jealous and hate Talmidei Chachamim. In fact, the Gemara in Pesachim describes the love of Torah scholars for Torah in terms of the relationship of a bride and a groom. Therefore, when an ignoramus sees the scholars engaged in Torah study, he is angry as a groom watching his bride being torn away from him. The Gemara observes, hatred of the ignorant for Torah scholars surpasses hatred which the Gentiles have for the Jews. Ultimately, it gave rise to the Sadducees, their hatred of the sages. The hatred of the transmitters of oral law led them to deny oral law and shattered the cornerstone of Jewish faith. The Chafetz Chaim notes, and this is quoting from the introduction to Sefer Chafetz Chaim, when the Gemara says, listen carefully, the Second Temple was destroyed because of baseless hatred, and that baseless hatred is tantamount to idolatry, immorality, and bloodshed. The reference is not solely to hatred you keep locked in your heart, quote, but also to hatred expressed through Lashon Hara. This is clear from the Gemara, which proves that baseless hatred exists also during the First Temple by showing, Alyssa, I'm sure you remember, and I hope others do as well, we've discussed this before, says the Chafetz Chaim. The Gemara continues, it says that during the time of the First Temple period, the people stabbed each other with the swords of their tongue. I'm going to take a break from the footnote for a minute to quote the Gemara. Ubemikdash Rishon lahave beis sinas chinim, in the First Temple period, was there not sinas chinim? The Gemara says, Amma Rabbi Elazar, Elu b'nei Adam sha'ochin v'shosin zeh im zeh, v'dokrin zeh et zeh b'charavos sh'bilishonam. Yes, there was baseless hatred during Bais Rishon as well. These people who would eat and drink together, i.e. act friendly towards each other, but they would stab each other with daggers of their tongue. And we all have to ask ourselves, I don't know. I don't know nobody, I don't know. We call her Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, we call her Reisman Shlita. If the power of Klal has been taken away from us, does that mean we have been remiss in our actions towards each other when we had the opportunity to eat and drink together? Did we abuse that privilege with swords of the tongue and therefore mida k'neged mida, rachman atzan, did the Ribono Shel Olam take it away from us? The Chafetz Chaim, going back to the footnote, and with this we'll conclude, the Chafetz Chaim, who dedicated his life to the eradication of sinas chinam and lashon hara, elaborates in his Sefer Shmiras HaLashon on issues related to the Gemara. There he writes, the Chafetz Chaim writes, the Rishonim have written that if these sins, sinas chinam and lashon hara, had the power to cause the Beis HaMikdash to be destroyed, then certainly their continued presence amongst the Jewish people will prevent the new Beis HaMikdash from being built. Our Bate Knisios have not been destroyed, Baruch Hashem, but they sit empty. They mamish sit empty. It's a pachad shebipachadim. And the Chafetz Chaim tells us that if they destroy the Beis HaMikdash, their continued presence will prevent the new Beis HaMikdash from being built. This is alluded to what the sages say in Talmud Yerushalmi, Kol Dor Shelo Barna B'yamav, Kilu Nechro B'yamav. I'm still quoting from the Chafetz Chaim, Shmiras HaLashon. To our misfortune, even those who have an understanding of Torah do not accord these sins the severity they deserve. It is written, everyone listen, we'll end with this, that a single congregation, I'm quoting the Chafetz Chaim, which is meticulous in maintaining peace amongst itself, can merit bringing Mashiach. I'm going to say it again. It is written, Chafetz Chaim writes this in Sefer Shmiras HaLashon 2:7, on this Gemara. It is written that a single congregation, which is meticulous in maintaining Shalom, in eradicating Lashon Hara and Rechilus, can merit bringing Mashiach. Thus, says the Chafetz Chaim, the coming of Mashiach is in our hands. It is well known that true peace is impossible without zealousness in avoiding sinas chinam and lashon hara. Every person who will strive to correct these sins, to correct the sins of sinas chinam, to correct the sins of lashon hara, to correct the sins of charvos shabilishonim, the swords of their tongue, every person will have a share in the building of bayis shlishi. For without such people, says the Chafetz Chaim, Rachmana Litzlan, the temple will remain destroyed forever. Rav Yecheskel of Kozmir said the temple was destroyed because of baseless hatred. It will only be rebuilt with Ahavas Chinam. We have to all take it upon ourselves. When the power of the community and the klal and the tzibur has been taken away from us, like we learned today, to be vigilant in Shmiras HaLashon and Mechilas, to remember, says Rav Reisman, Ahavas Eretz Yisrael, which side of the wall do we want to be on? To remember that Nashim gets schar from sending the Chavetz Chaim, says their husbands and their children to learn. Rav Tversky said, the worst part of this Yantov, the hardest part of this Yantov, is that Mami won't be here waiting for me. And we all should be zocha be'ezros Hashem to binyan bayis shlishi, which will only come, says the Chavetz Chaim, through ahavas chinam, shmiras halashon, and shalom ben ish the ishto ben ish the re'ehu, so that we should not have any more af hu yibadal with a bracha and a tefillah. Remember, when you daven, you're going up above the storm, you're going up above the clouds, everything makes sense. It's you and the Ribbono Shel Olam, shifchi kamayim libech, noachach p'nei Hashem. This shir should be azchus for Yeshuas, besoros tovos, refuos for all of Klal Yisrael, for our people and our land, b'kol makom shehem. I thank you for learning and